Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know at BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, they say if music is the essence of life, then play on, and that's what this deadly sister does. And we're talking about Eugelia. Laurie got on the line, going to talk about her debut single, Bugger. And a very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Yo, good morning, everyone. I'm very good. How are you today?
Well, very good, very good, my sister. Thank you for coming to the program. Now, Julia, Laurie, you are the daughter of Bana Laurie, so you come from good genes, my sister.
Yeah, that's right. I think the apple didn't fall far from the tree, I think.
Too deadly. So before we start, my sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
So I am Mernang from my father's side, and I am Wutiti from my mother's side.
All right, fantastic. Now, you've got a new debut single coming out, which I haven't got in my hot hands here, but yes, your job is get it to me as soon as possible. The debut single is called Bugana. So tell us about Bugana.
So Bugana is written and performed in Mernang language from the far west coast of South Australia. Currently, there are only 6 fluent speakers left of Mernang language.
Mm.
So me writing Bugana has also been a way of uniting Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people through music, but also a way of reviving language. Bugana actually means call out and rise up in Mernang language.
Call out and rise up. Powerful. Mm-hmm. And to the world that we're living in at the moment, COVID-19, black deaths in custody, Black Lives Matter, look, very, very good timing, my sister.
Yeah, I think so. This single has actually been pushed back quite a bit. I was supposed to release a bit earlier, but I think it's set for the right time to come out, I think, yeah.
Well, our beautiful ancestors are with us in spirit and very strong. So there you are. It was meant to be in regarding a Bugana coming to the surface like July 21, I think it's been produced. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll come out July 21. And it's funny because we put in the paperwork maybe a month ago, but there was a mix-up. And it's coming out in July now. So
so it wasn't a mix-up. Like I said, our ancestors, your ancestors, we were tweaking things to make it all deadly.
Absolutely. Somebody else higher up orchestrating that.
All right, fantastic, my sister. Now, tell the mob out there, Eugelia, where it all started with you regarding music, coming from a very, talented family in Bana Laurie as your father, and big shout out to Dudley. And let's talk about your beautiful mother and her name, and what does she do?
Yeah, so aside from my dad singing in Coloured Stone, my mum used to do backup for him.
Oh, okay.
And help him with a bit of songwriting, maybe some managing here. And
what's mum's name?
My mum's name is Louise.
Louise, big shout out, Louise. Thank you very much. Yeah. So you from both sides, there's entertainment there. There's talent there. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'd say although my mum's kind of like a dance mum, she's like full support. She'll come to all the rehearsals, all the shows, everything.
Too deadly, beautiful. And so, where did you grow up, sister?
So I was born in South Australia in Ceduna, and I lived on the Kunuba Mission for the first few years of my life. And then we moved to Cairns, and I did all my schooling and everything in Cairns right up until...
Which school at Cairns?
Cairns High.
Bulldogs represent.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I would use a Bulldogs hand sign if you could see me right now.
Too deadly. And so from Cairns you went to where, sis?
to Melbourne, and I've been here ever since.
Okay, yeah. Fantastic. And what are you doing for QUID at the moment? What are you doing work-wise?
So I actually work at the University of Melbourne right now, and I'm finishing off my Bachelor of Music part-time on the side as well.
Good. Good, good, good. And that should, put more meat on the bone in regard to your career path. And he's going to release Bhagana. And like I said, it's I pick it up as an inspirational person you are and using music as the tool to inspire our mob, yep?
Yeah, absolutely. I think at the same time, it's good for the soul as well in terms of expressing yourself. I think sometimes, you know, we get so caught up in the world and what's happening and things like that, but at the same time, we got to figure out what's good for us. And I find that expressing myself through music, saying the things through music that I find hard to say out loud, you know, to other people, it comes out better in music. And I find that, you know, that's what helps me get through a lot of hard times.
Sure. And a motivational sense as well, you know, like here you are, like I said, getting your bachelor's in music. So there's the inspiration. So writing songs is like that, a kick up the backside to move into your space and tackle your goals and your dreams, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard work, but what else am I doing, so?
Yeah, exactly. Too deadly. Fantastic. All right, so Bhagana will be released July 21, yes, and I've put it on air here, national radio. You're going to send BBM a copy because we'll find out where you live. Otherwise, sister, you know that? Shut up.
You know Kansas that small, we all know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we do. Well, that's too deadly, my sister. Now, what about siblings? You got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I do. I have two older brothers.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's a musician as well.
Yes.
And the second one is working at ABC as a news editor.
Oh.
So we're all kind of creative and in the arts industry.
Good, good. So just the two? No,
well,
sisters?
From my mum's side. I've got a few others from my dad's side as well.
Okay, beautiful. All right. So there's a whole mob, the whole tribe there, my sister.
Yep, and they're all musical as well, so...
There you go. Fantastic. Well, listen, we're looking forward to hearing Bhagana, and we can't get a snippet. Is there anything on YouTube or on social media?
We will be releasing a live video very soon.
Good.
And following on from that will be the track, and then... we will be releasing a music video very soon. But, yeah, it's just...
What's the space?
We're still working on that. Yeah, what's the space?
All right, fantastic. Now, with Bhagana, the spelling Bhagana.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it's a call out, rise up, which is the word, the meaning from Mernan. Is that right, Mernan Aboriginal language?
Yep, Mernan Aboriginal language, yep.
Fantastic. It looks strong for your people, strong for your ancestors and for your family. Thank you very much for sharing, my sister. We're watching this space very, very closely, and July 1 expecting something, but keep an eye out on YouTube. And Eugelia and the work that you're doing, Eugelia Lowry, thank you very much, my sister.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
All the best. Keep in touch, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Bye, sis. Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there. That's Eugelia Lowry, and she's the lovely daughter of Bhagana Lowry, and look fantastic. And her debut single, Bhagana, so keep an eye open for that. She will release on July 21, but maybe some snippets coming out beforehand. So that'll be Deadly, another sister out there, and using music as a tool to educate, motivate, inspire all our mob out there, and using it from the Aboriginal language from her mob. So fantastic. Have you say Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Deadly program, National Talk Black. I want to hear what you got to say, your mob, to Deadly. 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, your Deadly Mob. Welcome back to your Deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, we are living in a different world at the moment thanks to COVID-19. And all situations regarding work and employment and unemployment and finances and health and all the above. But the mental capacity as well has been a real drama in that sense, and people reaching out. And look, thank you very much to Lifeline and the work that they do. And we're going to catch up a yarn with the chairman, Lifeline chairman, and that's John Brogdon. Got him on the line. Very good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm well, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, you are a godsend in regarding the work that you do, Lifeline, and helping all Australians when they're reaching out. But you would say that thanks to COVID-19, you've received record calls. And look, it's great to hear that you've got some extra funding aimed to boost your service, yeah?
Yeah, Lifeline usually gets about 2,500 calls a day. Mm-hmm. When the bushfires hit hard back in December, Trevor, our calls went up to 2,900 a day.
Whoa.
We still get about 200 to 300 extra calls every day from the bushfire affected communities. When COVID came along, our calls got as high as 3,200 a day. Mm-hmm. The good news is most of the state governments and the feds chipped in with about $13 or $14 million to help us keep going.
Yes.
And at the same time, we've also been the recipient of some generous donations. We've just received a $2 million donation from the insurance companies, NRMA and RACV, and that's going to help us to provide more help in regional communities. But the only good side for us of this increase in calls is because people have been locked down, Trevor, our volunteers have had more time. So not only have we got more calls than we've ever received in our 57-year history, we've answered more calls than we've ever received in our history. So we've been out there. There's a lot of anxiety and loneliness. People are very worried about the future.
Well, exactly. Look, the idea of four walls closing in on a person, and look, the phone number 131114 is a number people need to call. In that degree, and for that support. So a very essential service it is, and you are holding your own, but the extra money, well, money's a tool, and it helps you to deliver the service, yes?
Yeah, it does. It makes a big difference. And we're very focused on a number of communities. As I said, regional rural communities have been hit by the bushfires. We're also providing a text service at the moment. And the fascinating thing about that for you, Trevor, and your listeners, is what we've seen through that text service is an enormous increase in the number of Indigenous Australians who've been calling us. So on that text service, we're getting about 5% of the calls being Indigenous Australians, which is, of course, higher than the proportion of Indigenous Australians as part of the population. So what that said to us is it's fantastic to have that capacity. Fantastic to have that capacity.
Well, it's so great for my mob to be reaching out too. I think that's beautiful.
It is. Yeah, we love it. We're grateful that they trust us to call us and help and be helped. We really take that as a great compliment, a great responsibility to get it right. But we just shows, you know, black or white, you know, whatever you are, the mental
illness. We're here to help.
We're here to help, and mental illness is a big issue at the moment. There are a lot of people who are severely stressed.
Yes.
What happens? A job keeper, right? Will they get a job back? Will they get the same job back? Will they get the same pay? These are becoming real concerns, Trevor.
Yeah, for sure. Look, it's, if people can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, then anxiety, they start to think the worst, you know, what is life going to be like, you know? And look, Lifeline is there. You mentioned the text line. So that number is 0477-131114, is that correct?
Service, unfortunately, we don't have the money to run it 24 hours, 7 days a week, but it's available in the evenings and into the night.
6 p.m. till midnight.
That's right. It's been very attractive for young people.
Yes.
So, you know, just as I'm 51, we've got three teenage children. The kids do a lot of their communication over their phone.
Exactly.
But for that generation, they feel more comfortable in many cases.
Well, we sit at the dinner table You've got to text them, can you pass the salt, please? I mean, thank you. That's the life, isn't it?
Well, do they pass the salt or just text back and say no?
Thank you. That's the other thing. Communication. Look, we laugh about it, but look, if that's the way we need to communicate with our young ones, then, yeah. Look, there's the tool.
That's right. And if they're comfortable and they're more likely to use it than the phone, then that's a great outcome. When we did a trial on it about a year and a half ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that basically half of the people who texted us told us that that they wouldn't call us, that only texted us. So what that means is there's a whole lot of people who for the first time ever feel they can reach out
to
a mob like Lifeline and ask for help.
Well, a bit of a bit of a stigma in calling for or reaching out for help. The phrase I use, when you ever see a turtle on a pole, it never ever got there by itself. You know, so yeah. All of us, we all need help. We all need support. And so if you're shy to talk, then use the text line, but reach out and we'll reach back, yes?
Yes, and I'll tell you what's been fascinating is that, and I found this with my friends and family, and you probably have yourself, Trevor, that people who usually fail through tough times, you know, they're pretty tough, they cope well with difficult times and difficult situations. A lot of them who you thought would have cut well during coronavirus have been quite worried, quite anxious about it. So that just proves the point that whilst you might look cool and calm on most things and you might handle most situations, well, you know, none of us ever expected we'd see a pandemic like this
ever
again in the world, and here it is.
Well, it came from left field, didn't it? And even the Globe wasn't preparedness for such an event. So it's come from left field. But as humans, we all get it together, and hence the affirmation they've been using: we are all in this together. And that could be the same with Lifeline. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The important message from us is: we don't care what you've done. You know, we're not going to judge you. We're not there to judge you whether we think you've done the wrong or right thing. All we're there is to help you through a crisis, and we'll help you through your thoughts of suicide.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing, my friend. All the best to you. You're the chairperson there of Lifeline. How long have you been in that seat, my friend?
So I've been the chairman for 8 years. I've been on the board for 10 years. So I've got a couple more years to go, but it's a real privilege to be associated with an organisation like Lifeline that does such an incredible job.
Yes.
And saves so many lives. So, you know, I often say I'd like to be the chairman of an organisation we can close down one day because we don't need Lifeline. Wouldn't that be great to live in a country where we didn't need Lifeline? The reality is I'm going to lose that battle. If anything, we need Lifeline more than ever.
Well, to all our beautiful constituents out there, all Australians, let's get excited about life. Let's focus on the future so we can get Lifeline out of our life. Yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Beautiful. Lovely to talk to you, Trevor, and lovely to talk to your audience. Thanks for the opportunity.
All the best. You take care, John. Take care.
Hey, mate.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there with the chairman of Lifeline, John Brogdon, and reaching out for the mob out there, for everybody out there. Don't forget that number, 131114. And if you are on the shy side, you can text 0477 131114, and the text is between 6 p.m. to midnight. And look, it's just reaching out and just for someone to hear what you've got to say or hear the situation that you're in, and you're getting it off your chest, and talking is the best way, or texting. In this case, we are communicating. Any way you communicate, Lifeline is there for you. Look, fantastic. Hats off to those guys, and add to the conversation. Otherwise, give Trendy Trev a call here on National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Give me a call whenever yarn. All ears here for your yarn. Too deadly.
What's in that bit of name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Mandar.
Beautiful voice, Gurumul, and the Sydney Symphony Orchestra here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. We're coming to you live here from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, there's a text line as well, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Have your say and yarn up strong. Yes, we're not out of the woods in regarding COVID-19. Cases are popping up here and there, especially down south. Queensland borders are still closed at the moment, and cases are low here in Queensland. But the Australian Government National COVID-19 helpline number, 1-800-020-080. That's the number you need to call if you've got any queries, any yarns, concerns, then call the Australian Government National COVID-19 helpline, 1-800-020-080. And also this testing is going on as well, especially here in Cairns, let your mob know. COVID-19 testing drive through that is, without him getting out of your car, by appointment only, 422-64781. For the mob here in far north Queensland, 422-64781. They got testing out at Edmonton and North Cairns. But wherever you are, give us a call, have your say, yarn up strong. And how you're travelling regarding COVID-19, everything back to normal regarding your job, school. No school's up and running here across the nation, but there's been some cases at schools down south. But, yeah, we are travelling okay, your mob. Have your say and yarn up strong. And we'll be taking you right through 12 noon. It's 11:38 here in sunny North Queensland. Let's go to Jimmy Little with Beautiful Woman.
When she gets Mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
To Daily National Talk Black, have you say, Yana Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, Yana with the Bully and Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm taking you right through to 12 noon. So do have your say in Yana Strong, that Daily name, 1-800-422-416. And otherwise, you can text the brother, that's 045-714 and 0550. That's the text number again. 045-714-0550. Got a call online. Let me just check who's there. Hello there. Good morning.
Good morning, Trevor.
Yeah, Sam Backer. That's who I got. My brother. Very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you, my brother.
Good. Good. Brother, before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where are you from, Sam?
Mate, I'm a Wagamai man from the Herbert Valley region, Ingham. Inland from Ingham there. That's my country. We're the Rainforest Mob.
Yeah, too deadly, brother, too deadly. And look, former Origin greats, former Canberra Raiders, Broncos, and Australian player, rugby league. But we're still sort of on the field, on the paddock, and regarding our fight as black people in this country. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, brother. Well, I suppose with this stuff that's going on around the world at the moment, as Black Lives Matter, it's really brought into significant and highlighted the facts that what's happened here in Australia, and you know that's basically what I wanted to have a chat to you about today, because we're going to hold a rally.
Mm-hmm. Here in Cairns, bro.
Here in Cairns, a peaceful demonstration, I suppose you could say.
Yep.
On the 3rd of July.
3rd of July. Yep. And where's that been held, my brother?
That would have been normally our NAIDOC, but obviously because of the COVID restrictions this year, things have been put on hold.
Yep.
But it'll be held in Cairns, departing from the skate park across from the hospital there.
Yep.
And proceeding along the Esplanade to Fogarty Park, where we want to have a few speakers.
Okay, fantastic, brother. And this is for Black Lives Matter, or Black Deaths in Custody, 437 odd with no convictions. Something needs to be done, my brother.
Well, yeah, that's the whole purpose, you know, is to highlight the ongoing injustices experienced by our mob, you know, Indigenous Australians. Yeah, 2021 marks the 30 years since the handing down of the Reykjavik Report, you know, the Royal Commission on Aboriginal Deaths in Custody.
Yep.
Yeah, and since that time, we've had 437 odd deaths, you know, not counting the ones that we just recently had.
Exactly.
And not one person has been charged.
People are calling this, especially black people, a pandemic in itself.
Absolutely. You know, this COVID, you know, they talk about pandemic, and I think it's just a major distraction. For us and our experience, you know. You know, at the moment, you know, we've got the highest suicide rates, you know, among our youth.
Yep.
You know, we've got, you have a look at all the social issues. You know, we've got the highest incarceration. We've got the highest unemployment, you know. Housing. You know, our housing, our education. All these issues were brought up in the Reykjavik Report.
Yes.
And, you know, go back, and I've just recently finished reading the report and the recommendations. And when I say just recently, I've only printed it out in the last month, and I read through it. And then I went back and I done a little bit of a survey to see the recommendations that have been implemented.
Yep.
And, you know, I go back and it looks, and it's all about percentages, you know, percentage of the report that's been implemented. But, you know, in my eyes, you know, don't you implement 100%? You know, recently in West Australia, they just introduced the legislation where you know, you know, we had a young lady that passed away in custody because of traffic, you know, fines.
Yeah, just to do, you know? Exactly.
So how does that happen, you know?
Mm.
You've got to look at one thing that we're talking about in this rally of ours is because of race.
Yes.
The discussion paid about our race because of race, you know? Yeah, you got to think prior to 1901, white Australians believed that the Aboriginal, according to the law, we were British subjects.
Yes.
But we were destined as a doomed race, you know? But we're still here, brother.
Yeah, we ain't going nowhere, my brother. And while we're here, we will fight.
Absolutely. And, I think, you've got to look at... have a look at what the government's done.
Mm.
They introduced legislation for black people, the Aboriginal race. You look at the Love versus the Commonwealth case. Four judges that by majority that we're an Aboriginal, that we cannot be an alien within the meaning of the Section 51 of the Constitution, you know?
Yes, exactly.
If somebody's born overseas, can they deport them from Australia here? If they've got Aboriginal parents? Well, how? How does that happen?
Exactly, brother.
All these things have got to be questioned, and brought to light, because of the Aboriginal race, they can make, these special measures. Special measures for us. The intervention in up in the territory. They put it under legislation. It's a special measure. Everything they do is through legislation.
Yes.
So they can affect us.
But legislation that does affect us because there's no action behind those legislations to protect us.
Absolutely. We don't have any representative body anymore since Howard introduced legislation to abolish ATSIC. Back in 2004, we have no proper representation. They got Ken Wyatt, he's got his band of elitist black fellas that are there. They're representing. They're not representing the grassroots. I look at things, Trev. I think about back in the day, our elders.
Yes. Your mother, one of them, your beautiful mother, Annie Evelyn, she's one of them, with us in spirit.
Absolutely. We gotta take responsibility. Our elders taught the children about looking after the country.
Yes.
Which gave us purpose and participation. But what do we got now? We got no purpose. We got no participation.
Yep. And it falls on deaf ears time and time again, doesn't it, brother?
Continually falls on deaf ears. And I keep coming back to that report, 30 years next year and nothing's happened,
And look, our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, they think we were a broken record, but it is what a TIS, brother. It is what it is.
It is what it is, I've been talking with some of my associates. We've been looking at this. One of the things I'm going to go and see between now and next Friday, go and see Warren Inch and get copies of the Constitution, because people, I wonder how many people really know what's in that Constitution.
Well, exactly, and we don't have the rules in front of us, so we're operating without the so-called rules of engagement, which doesn't favour us anyway.
And the government continued legislation. Well, who's the ones who are voting on all this legislation? There's not too many black fellas in there.
Yeah.
There's all these white fellas in there telling us what's good for us,
Exactly.
And, I'm a bit over it myself, but, the racism still exists out there, 100%.
Well, exactly. Even on the sporting field too, my brother. In the workplace, everywhere.
Well, I've never really told you this story, Trev, but, it happened to me on the field, the bloke who actually did it to me, I'll give him a clip under the ear the field.
Yep, yep.
And this fella's a respected coach now, this guy,
Yep.
And I think Eddie Ward was the referee that day, and he said, it happened right on half time, and he said, what happened there, Sam? And I said, well, you heard what he said. And his response to me was, you're a bigger man than that, Stan. And I said, yeah, mate, but we don't need this SHIT in the game.
Exactly, brother, exactly. And in the workplace, and here we are, 21st century, and things haven't changed. And things don't change if things don't change, Sam.
No. But, so, you know, like, and really, Trev, you know, funny, I was sitting underneath in my backyard the other day, and that's where my mum, I've got her urn buried in the backyard. Her ashes were tossed in the ocean over in the channel. When mum's, she's the white cockatoo, very majestic, and you know, this white cockatoo come and sit in a tree.
Yep, that's her.
And I'm talking away, and I'm having a chat to my partner, and we're discussing issues, and every time I made a point, that cockatoo would respond.
Yes.
And then I said, you know what, we've got to make a lot of noise.
Yes.
About these issues now, you know. And brother, you would not believe, all them cockatoos, they just went mad.
Well, Dr. Evelyn Scott, with us in spirit, strong speaking.
She's still controlling
that. Yes, brother. That's too beautiful, my brother. No, it's fantastic. And so March, a peaceful march. Look, that's one of the tools that we have. We've got social media and, like, so much for all the harassment from coppers, what have you. The phones are there now. You can't escape it. And, look, that's our proof. And that's how we fight this thing. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, we don't want to go out there looting and stealing. But this is a peaceful march.
Exactly.
We follow all the rules.
Yes.
We do the social distancing.
So you got the permission, you got the authorities to do the march, yep?
We've been to the police. They've given us the permission to run it. They actually wanted us to go around the block twice, but we said, no, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be still going around in circles.
So we don't want that. We've been going around circles the last 240-odd years.
So we go to the straight line, straight along the Esplanade.
Yeah, brother.
From the skate park down there, that's where we'll assemble.
Mm.
But, you know, I'm inviting all of our mob. I've spoken to the local traditional owners here because I'm obviously not from this country.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, our protocol, we've got to show respect.
Exactly.
I've sought permission from them. I'm actually meeting another lot of elders on Sunday, this Sunday.
Mm.
And, because obviously we want their permission to do what we're doing on their country, and they've happily given us that permission.
Good.
So, you know, and we're, you know, trying to get a couple of speakers, and I've got a few that I've spoken to. They said they'll be there, so we'll take it from there.
Okay, so just confirming the march, Black Lives, Black Deaths in Custody.
Aboriginal Lives Matter,
and that's happening on the 3rd of July from the skate park and in front of the hospital down to Fogarty Park. What time are we kicking off, brother?
9 o'clock, Trev.
9 a.m. Beautiful. Okay, bro.
Trev, I have a Facebook page. It's hashtag because of race.
Hashtag because of race. Yes.
Yeah, and it's because of race. You know, they can legislate and do these special measures that, you know, really, I mean, it's just another form of racism, you know, putting us in the box.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Keeping, you know, like I said, you know, this COVID, you know, it's a pandemic, but mate, we're suffering.
Sure.
You know, the most people that are affected is black people.
Mm.
You
know, vulnerable people.
I'm happy that only Pat Turner and them put those biosecurity in with our mob in the territory. But like I said to you the other day, Trev,
yes,
you know, if this COVID comes again and it does knock our people out, well, nobody will have a job.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, well,
exactly. Million-dollar industries are black.
Million-dollar industry, you know? Don't kill the black fella. Exactly, brother.
Yeah.
So, brother, just confirming, when we were talking about the March 3rd of July, Skate Park, Fogarty Park, 9 a.m, hashtag because of race. Sam, we're also asking at the protesters or the silent marches, so to speak, in regard to COVID-19, wearing masks, sanitizers, diligence? Yes?
Yeah.
Murray and Brokey Draw trying to pronounce it. Do you know what I'm saying, bro? Running his teeth for somebody else. But we're talking safety as well, aren't we, brother?
Yeah, of course we are, Trev. You know, we want to go and see with Chopper and them and get some of those supplies and that, you know.
Yes.
This is done grassroots.
Yes.
Take your grassroots Aboriginal Corporation are hosting the event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my land council, North Queensland Land Council, the directors will be there marching in solidarity with all our mob.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is something that we need to put back on the table.
Yep, too, brother. Yep, too deadly, brother.
Well overdue, you know?
Mm, exactly.
Yeah, you know, nothing's getting better for us. If anything, things are getting worse.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, I work in the jail. Our incarceration rate, 70% of the fellas in the centre I'm in is mama ballers.
Yeah, exactly.
Know? Yeah,
and that's got to change too, doesn't it, brother? Incarceration, housing, all the above, education, employment.
Closed
a gap.
All these social justice issues.
Yes.
You know? Domestic violence is another one.
Yes.
You know? Everything. All these issues need to be put on the table.
Mm, beautiful.
You know? I know we've got to take responsibility, you know.
Of course.
Our kids have got to, you know, prior to the 1992, before the native title in Mabo, our elders taught us about looking after country.
Exactly.
It gave us a purpose. It gave us participation, you know.
So it's our turn to pick up the baton and run with it, brother.
Yes.
Exactly. My brother, listen, I've got to go to the news, but thank you for chatting. You keep in touch, and we'll have another yarn prior to Friday 3rd July, bro.
I'm very happy that you gave me the time today, and I'd just like to, like I said, say a shout-out to all our mob out there, Mama Bala, all the different mobs from wherever you come, the 3rd of July.
Yes.
It's a Friday. Would have been our normal NAIDOC day, but because of the COVID, that's not happening. But this is the right day to highlight all these issues again.
Fantastic. Put it back on the table. Brother Sam, thank you very much. All the best, my brother. You stay safe. We'll yarn soon, cuss.
Righto, thanks, Trevor. Appreciate your time, brother.
Okay, bro. Sam Bacco there, former Origin great, but leading the so-called hashtag because of race. We've got a march here in Cairns, 3rd of July, Skate Park in front of the Cairns-based hospital and up along the Esmo to Fogarty. That's at Fogarty Park at 9 a.m. that kicks off. So, yep, come with your mask and with your sanitizers, and it is a peaceful march, but it's putting the issues of First Nation people in this country back on the table. Murray, going to sign off your mob, but thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll be yarning soon.
At the base of the hills, as the plains pass to land, a little fiery woman yells, wakes me from sleep, looking for smoke to settle down.